This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on today's DJV program, today being Wednesday, the 23rd of March. So what does that mean, Jennifer? We got one more
Wednesday.
The month is almost
over.
Yes.
This month has gone really fast.
It's moving along. Yes, it is. And we're spending our time well with you with the adventures of Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, and Doug, and some of the surprising conversations, some of them exciting, some challenging. The world is full of all kinds of emotions, and we try to touch on all of those. You'll want to hear about some of the great things that are going on as we have our discussions. And so we start with the sanctions on Russia. Biden he's in Europe today. How many days? What is it? Tuesday?
He's traveling now. Yeah, he's going to be in Brussels today, and then he'll be in Poland on Friday. And he's expected to announce more sanctions, this time against the Russian parliament. But there's some good news, I think, in the fight. Ukraine, it seems that they've been able to get some territory back from the Russians, which is really good.
Yeah.
There was an image that has gotten some life on social media of Russians pulling up to a gas station in Ukraine, which a lot of experts are saying indicates that they're out of food, they're out of supplies, they're out of resources.
Right.
And remember, we talked about the waiting game, really, right, is that if Ukraine could hold out for another couple of weeks, if they could hold out into April, that the Russians would be out of resources already. They're using hypersonic missiles, which have nuclear capabilities, but they didn't have any nukes on them. And that's, according to some reports, say an indication that they're out of a lot of munition. And so they're trying to use what they've got in their stockpile. So I guess it's a waiting game right now for Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Zelensky's been on the phone doing a Zoom call with Japan and Japanese lawmakers today, asking for more help, more pressure, more sanctions. But some good news in some of those cities in Ukraine that seem to be headed towards Russian control. In fact, one of them is actually out of Russian control now because the Ukrainians were able to fight back. So that's good news.
Well, what is it in Russia themselves, because they've been shut off from the outside world? So are the Russians that are living in the homeland, are they running out of food as well, and water and supplies?
I don't know that that's true. I think there's still plenty of people willing to do business with Russia, sadly. So I think it's hard on the people of Russia. Certainly they probably don't have as much choice, and there might be limitations, but I don't think they've been completely cut off.
So I don't know that this comes across as an apology. I think we've been steeped in lots of other things, and we prefer sometimes to take literally our ear off the ball and bring you conversation about things that are not necessarily top of mind, but might be interesting for you as you go through your day. Hey, did you hear the story about this, that, or the other thing? But I don't know if we've not done a good job, but we certainly haven't talked much about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice, the nominee, Ketanji. I've got to pronounce her name right. Is it Ketanji or Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Ketanji.
Ketanji, right. So how is that going? Have there been people that are objecting to her? Is she going to make it through? What are the questions
I think we talked about it here. I think I brought up to you that of the list of people that Biden had on his nominee list, she was certainly the most controversial person that he could have picked. There are accusations that the Biden administration haven't turned over all of the documentation, the paperwork, the reporting on how she came to some of her more suspect decisions as a judge, and that Republicans haven't actually been given that information. There's a couple of issues.
Hawthorne or whatever his name is.
His name is Josh Hawley, but I'm glad he brought it up. I mean, this is something that we have to know about her decision making process.
Well,
she had a child pornographer in her courtroom that she was to sentence, and judicial guidelines called for 94 months in prison. The lawyers in the case called for 24 months in prison, and she gave 3 months in prison to this person who was who is operating in child pornography. And so the question is, why is she going outside of judicial guidelines to sentence people? Is she, I mean, the thought is that she's an activist judge and that a lot of far left groups paid a lot of money to get her into this position. And that's the accusation.
So is that who's really running Biden? And why would Biden on
his
own?
Well, money runs politics.
She's also been confirmed three times already in a bipartisan way. I mean, this would be an
easier choice, I guess.
Well, maybe, but she's incredibly well qualified, though. Like, way more so than a lot of other people who went in at the same time at the beginning of their tenure on the Supreme Court. So,
well, qualifications to become a Supreme Court justice are basically that you can check a few boxes. So I always think it's funny when people say so-and-so is not qualified. Well,
in terms of what her resume is compared to, like, Amy Coney Barrett and even Clarence Thomas.
How much nicer is this hearing, though? I mean, about how much more decorum, even though there's some real issues on the right about Ketanji Brown Jackson, they have been so much better and more filled with grace than certainly Brett Kavanaugh got and even Amy Coney Barrett got. I mean, nobody screamed at her, do you like beer?
So
do you like child
it's all politics, that whole
Well,
thing
I'm just so. I'm suggesting that the hearings have been filled with much more decorum than we've seen through the previous two confirmation hearings. But I take issue with – I would like more information on her record. I don't understand – I don't think it does, in this very divided time, the Biden administration any good holding back information on her. If they're convinced
it's
that she's the best
out,
candidate,
what do they think? They're holding back.
Out the paperwork. They're holding back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of her sentencing, basically her sentencing report, so how she decided on many of these key cases. And they have not been released. And there was a boo-boo blunder made by Dick Durbin yesterday during the hearing when he mentioned these documents. And one of the Republicans, I think it might have been Lindsey Graham, was like, we never got those here on this side of the aisle. So they're clearly holding back from Republicans some information because they think it's going to be damaging to her. There's no doubt to me that she's going to get confirmed, but there's also no doubt that she should be asked really difficult questions, especially when it comes to people who really don't get better. You know, people who prey on children, their recidivism rate is very high.
I'm not a fan of this. Is not for me. This is the kind of stuff that upsets and causes concern and creates anger and ire where there ought not to be. She may be very qualified, but she's also apparently divisive. And it would seem to me to get down to the nitty gritty here. We need to look for ways to bring.
Well, what
us all
nominee
together.
Isn't divisive?
That's the problem.
Well, they all come up
and everybody's got a problem because it's so damn political. It should be who's the best lawyer,
Childs,
who's the best judge.
Michelle Childs was on Biden's list and had at least 10 Republicans out of the gate saying that they would support her confirmation. And so it's very rare that you see Jim Clyburn.
What's her story, Jen? What's
the one from South Carolina, right, that Lindsey Graham
wanted?
She's
from South Carolina. Well, it wasn't just Lindsey Graham. Jim Clyburn also was. I mean, you talk about the right and the left coming together on this particular candidate. They were both saying, Biden, this is the one. Everybody agrees this could bring us all together. But yet, and that's why there's all of these allegations about dark money kind of being behind Ketanji Brown Jackson. And they were even asking her about that. Like, do you know these activist groups who paid a lot of money to get you in this position? And, you know, this, as I mentioned,
it's exasperating.
Well, as I mentioned before, like it's the president's prerogative to pick someone.
Yeah.
And no doubt she's going to be replacing a liberal justice. So it's not like you're going to see
conservatives
die on
Justice
this one.
Justice Breyer, too. So it's
but,
kind of a no-brainer.
But as far as like a balance, I mean, there are a lot of people that have clerked for Breyer. But the Republicans are not going to die on this one, I doubt. I don't think. But why not?
What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Because I think if she were trying to replace Clarence Thomas or Samuel Alito, it would be more of a fight. Correct.
Yeah, okay.
But
right.
At this point, I mean, it's like, what do you,
all right,
you know?
So she's going to get in next.
Probably, but by the skin of her teeth, there would have been a way to unify and it would have been a different candidate.
Here's a great idea that should be national. Florida is going to require youngsters who graduate from high school to be financially literate.
Is that right?
Yeah, Yeah, we talked about this a while ago. It's there are other states that apparently are doing this too, which is probably the smartest thing that anyone in Florida has done in a while. But it's important to have. I mean, think about it.
Victoria.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot going on in Florida that is just disgusting. But this is one of the few bright spots, and I think it's really important because how many kids don't understand, they don't know how to balance a checkbook, they don't know how to maintain an account.
This is a damn device.
Forget about home ec, and I didn't go to public high school, so I don't know what is still taught in public high schools, but, you know, get rid of some of the junk stuff, you know, no one needs wood shop, you know. And no one needs home ec anymore. It's called a microwave. So, like, learn some financial literacy.
There you go. That's it. Zinger.
Learn how important your credit score is going to be for your future.
Learn how to live
no
your
one teaches
life
that.
On your own,
learn
using
how to
your
build
own devices,
credit.
If you will. Don't let somebody lead you. Figure it out. You have to be able to figure things out for yourself. The problem is, we have too many people that are so damn dependent on government and somebody else to do it for them, and kids have grown up being entitled, mothers and fathers. I have one of the women that works for me on the farm. I love her dearly. She's a fabulous woman. But she has ruined the lives of her children by entitling them. She was a single mother, and the kids get away. One of them's in jail.
That guilt.
It is. It's huge. But she just doesn't. She doesn't know how to react to it, and I try to help her with it, but it's really none of my business, and I should butt out. But, you know me, I'm not smart enough sometimes to do that. Meanwhile, speaking of smart, Bill Maher added again, warning his fellow Californians that the Democratic Party is going to go down in flames because they can't do anything. I think he used a few expletive deleteds on that, but I find him more and more attractive and appealing. From my way of thinking, he does, even though, you know, he'd describe himself as a liberal Democrat, probably. But he's no nonsense. And that's what the problem with the Republicans and Democrats say. It's all nonsense. It is there's no fiber, there's no fabric of reality. It's all superficial BS that has, you know, we have so many things that need to be fixed and settled. And it becomes, nothing gets fixed and settled.
And maybe politicians forget who they're working for. I think a lot of times they just assume certain groups are going to be there.
Yeah,
people have to work.
Yep. 18 past, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Thank you. Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. We got a bunch of stuff here in the social media and trending segment, so let's get to it. Hold on. We'll be right back with something exciting about a pink dress.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I knew I was going to get you on that one. Okay, let's get to the hot pink dress first of all, Jay. The Kate Middleton dress that people are talking about, is it because it's hot pink or what is the... I asked a question off the air. Don't you dare ask that question on the air.
What question?
Yeah. No.
Well, no, people are talking about this dress because they're saying she loved the dress so much she wore it twice, when in fact it's two different dresses. One was what they deemed the vampire's wife dress she wore in Dublin in 2020. It's green, sparkly, a long dress, all of that stuff. The sleeves are kind of like three-quarter length sleeves that go to the elbow, where this hot pink dress she just wore on her last night in Belize is sparkly, just the same, hot pink, but short sleeves, and the silhouette of it, the cut's just a little bit different, but she's rocking it nonetheless. I like the hot pink version better than the green one, though.
Okay. Now, on Jeopardy, remember I said this a couple of weeks ago, there's so much more attention being paid to Jeopardy and to Wheel of Fortune lately, whether it's wrong answers or whatever it is. But the Twitter world was all aghast, and Diana Ross found herself trending because fans were offended by answers. The final Jeopardy question apparently, well, the category was singers. The clue was, at age 95, this singer achieved a Guinness World Record for the oldest person to release an album of new material.
It was so obvious it's Tony Bennett. His album just came out with Gaga. Right. And so Lewis and I were actually watching this episode of Jeopardy in real time, and two of the other people said Diana Ross, and I was like, how old do they think Diana Ross is?
Have they seen pictures? I don't care how much work you've had done or how great genetics are to you. You don't look like Diana Ross at 95 years old. She's
77.
I said to Lewis, I'm like, Diana Ross is going to be throwing things. Like, she's going to be so
furious.
Apparently
she was.
Oh.
All right. The Biebs is no longer going to sue the women who accused him of sexual assault. Is that it? Is that because he's guilty? What's the problem?
No. He has a whole paper trail. He has proof that he was not in a location that these two women claim he was when he assaulted them. And so he was filing a defamation lawsuit against them. He did end up dropping it. No word on if they came to some kind of settlement or what, but he is not going after them for defamation. But he has all the truth on his side, the proof.
Right. Notice I don't call him the worm anymore. I have respect for his maturation process.
It's called growth.
That's right. 28 past the hour.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that if NATO sends peacekeepers into Ukraine during Russia's war, that will lead to a direct military clash between the Russian forces and the alliance. Meanwhile, President Biden is leaving for Belgium today. He'll join NATO leaders for a summit tomorrow where he's expected to reveal new sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. A powerful tornado touched down in the New Orleans, Louisiana area overnight, knocking out power to thousands of customers and causing extensive damage. Authorities in St. Bernard Parish, which borders New Orleans to the southeast, told reporters late Tuesday that at least one person had been killed after the tornado. There continues to be reports of people trapped in the parish. Chinese state media reported Wednesday one of the two black boxes containing data for Monday's China Eastern Airlines plane crash has been found. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
More than 50 years after a Bedford, Massachusetts woman was found slain in the basement of her home, charges have been filed in the case. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan.
54-year-old wife and mother was violently murdered in her own home in Bedford. Today, we were able to call her son and daughter and tell them that we were taking the first step in holding to account the alleged perpetrator. This morning, a Middlesex County grand jury indicted Arthur Lewis Massey, age 76, on the charge of first-degree murder in connection with tying up Natalie Shubin, stabbing her multiple times, and then striking her in the head, causing her death.
Data suggests corn and wheat futures could continue to rise due to the Russia-Ukraine war. Current prices are the highest they've been since 2008, when a bunch of factors, including high oil prices and unusually dry weather in the United States, led to wheat jumping $13 a bushel from the $3 to $6 it hovered around for decades prior. Democrats in Congress are pressing the Biden administration to extend the suspension of student loan payments before it's set to expire May 1st. The federal student loan payment suspension has already been extended 5 times throughout the pandemic since it began under former President Trump in March of 2020. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour on the DJV program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The sad story from Oklahoma, these six teenagers who were in a van collided with a, it looks the other way around, there was a rock truck that hit them and killed all of them instantly. I remember this happening to a friend of mine when I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Ohio, he and his wife and one of their children were driving down a rural road in Ohio, and they came to, you know, a junction, and he didn't stop. And there was a truck coming the other way, and it wiped them out. They had a hard time getting the people out of the van. It was so badly. It looks like the same thing in this town, southwest of Oklahoma City, same sort of thing happened. And then, you know, what do you say? Why do I even talk about it? I talk about it because I think a lot of young people don't know how to drive. And it's not clear who was at fault here, but it looks like it was the young lady that was driving the van, who came too fast into a 90-degree curve of a back, you know, kind of a county road. And the truck was coming the other direction, and they couldn't get out of the way, and they didn't take the curve right. And it goes back to me. I think it's very irresponsible of parents maybe this sounds like too general a statement, but, you know, most of the kids that I know today don't know how to drive. They get a license. They've gone to driver school, and it's woefully inadequate. It's like a lot of other things that we have today in terms of our educational facilities and opportunities. You pay because most of the parents that pay, they don't want the responsibility of teaching their youngsters how to drive. Jay, who taught you how to drive? Did you learn at school, or did your father teach you, or your mother?
Well, both. Both my parents taught me. Both my parents took time to teach me. But also, we had in-car and in-class sessions with professionals. It wasn't part of our school district. You had to go somewhere else. But here in Middle Tennessee, that's an elective. You don't have to. Parents just have to sign off that they spent a certain number of hours in the car with you. So there's no trained professionals also teaching you here.
See, I think that's a mistake, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's absolutely awful. Because also think about it, with parents teaching their kids sometimes, we talked about this recently, that sometimes they think their parents don't know anything, and they're probably not listening, and then the frustrations and tensions are high, and one person snaps, the other person snaps, and then it's just all kinds of frustration. You can't learn in a frustrated state. You can't teach in a frustrated state. It's better if there's a third party who, again, is a trained professional in this.
What about you, Victoria? How'd you learn how to drive?
My dad taught my brother and me, like we were joking about last week, we were probably, 12, maybe. I was probably 12, mm-hmm. 11 or 12 when, because I was tall, so I could reach the pedals. So he would let me drive around when we would go to the recycling center in our town. And so I learned really pretty early on. And then in high school, I did driver's ed. So mm-hmm. you've got, like the in-class stuff, and then you're in the car with the driver. And I passed my test on the first try. It was really easy.
Yeah.
So I think if the road stuff is, obviously you need the time, but I think driver's ed is great because you have to clock in a certain number of hours.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many, but I think it's really useful. And like Jay said, my dad is he was a very calm and good, good teacher. But like every time I was in the car with Fancy Nancy, she drove me nuts. Everything was like white knuckling and the, how every parent does that sound. It's like, oh my God, she drove me nuts.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can see them physically hitting the imaginary brake in the passenger side.
So I think it's probably better to have a professional teach you instead of a parent.
Well, and also, when I first moved to Nashville, I got a speeding ticket, and the officer said that I don't really have a bad record or anything. If I go to court, the judge will more than likely say you just have to go spend a four-hour driving class or whatever. And I went to that because then I didn't have to pay the ticket. I didn't really have to pay anything. And I was shocked at how little other people in that class with me knew
about how to
function on roundabouts or the traffic circles.
Who
has the right of way. People, adults older than I was at the time, older than I still am now, did not understand this stuff.
Yeah. And that's what causes these accidents like we're talking about. It's incredible. It really is. And I learned how to drive. I did not take driver's ed. I learned how to drive on the farm. I taught my children how to drive on the farm when they were about the same age. They were both driving tractors when they were 10 or 11. But I did send them to driver ed. And then I made them take the test in a gearbox in a shift car, not an automatic. They wanted to anyway. Megan did. Brendan wasn't that excited one way or another. But Megan did. We had an old Mercedes four-speed transmission, 240, and that's how she took her test. And so, and that's, and to this day, she drives a Volkswagen with a five-speed transmission. She doesn't like to drive. Harder and harder to find them, but that's what she likes to drive, something that's got a four-speed, five-speed transmission in it. I have all the trucks on the farm, but it's hard to find. I just had a new truck, and you can't find a truck with a transmission, with a shifting, with a gear box in it anymore. It's very difficult to do, but yet that's the better, safer, much safer. When you learn to, I still chuckle. Megan takes me, when I go to California, she brings me to the airport, and, you know, I'll see her downshift and do all the things that I taught her how to do, you know, 30 years ago when she was learning how to drive. And it's just kind of fun to see it. But that's the way to drive. You use the engine as a brake. You don't use the brakes as a brake. Use the engine as a brake. All right, enough of the driving school of the air here. There's a teacher who is in hot water, and boy, should she be. This is what we talk about with teaching youngsters what to think rather than how to think. This is a group of 5-year-old students who, in the classroom, were taught a chant that was negative about President Biden. And so the mothers and fathers, they were singing this chant when they went home. And so mothers, what is this about? And then the uproar is, what are you teaching my children other than this? But can you imagine a teacher leading children in an anti-Biden chant?
Of course I can imagine that. That kind of stuff happens all the time.
Well, those people should be fired.
Yeah, they should. There were anti-Trump things, and those people should have been fired. There's anti-Biden stuff. Politics in the classroom, I mean, it's
awful.
It's learning American history and learning the judicial system and learning civics, those are really important things. But the opinions of teachers, it's just... I remember having a few teachers, and one of the reasons my parents took me out of the public school that I was in, you know, they very political opinions. And I went home going, well, wait a minute, Mom, I've heard you say, you know, that that's not what, you know, what you believe or whatever. And it's just, it was so overtly political, trying to indoctrinate
this
kids.
Political
being
propaganda.
Like,
this
crazy.
This is not the public. This is not what should be done. These people should all be fired. This woman.
How did she think she was going to get away with it?
She posted the video. That's how dumb she is.
What state was this in?
This is in California. Christina McFadden's daughter was the one that brought it home, and then she talked to other family.
Maybe she was looking to get fired so she could get unemployment.
I don't know, but this is the kind of stuff
that's
that is
so blatant.
Or even thinking that people would just laugh about it. Sometimes I think that's what people think. They'll go viral. They'll get clicks.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then all the unions are around, let's raise teachers' pay. They deserve more pay. Yeah.
Some do.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, some do. You're right. You're right. It's not, we should not, you're right. I should not be blackening the image of teachers, all of them, because it's not the case with all of them. But there are way too many of them that are getting away with this stuff. 2 in 3 Americans believe their credit score gets a boost from carrying a credit card balance. In fact, it is the other way around. I pay off my credit score. When I got into trouble a couple of years ago, my credit score went down to the 600s. It's now bumping 800, but it's because, actually, Brendan's mother-in-law helped me. Sophie's mother is a genius at this stuff, and she said, try this. And what we have is a whole bunch of credit cards, and the balance I pay off every month. If you miss one payment, it'll knock your credit score off by 50 or 60 points. The more late you are, the worse your numbers are. How many people have experienced that? And it seems to be more of a problem with younger people, right? Here we go once again, sound like Captain Curmudgeon. But isn't that really the case? Isn't this a problem with people who are, I mean, people my age, baby boomers, most of us pay our credit cards off if we can, I think.
I do think there is a generational difference because, you know, Lewis and I just consolidated our credit cards and got rid of, you know, old stuff that he was, you know, carrying old debt from, like, you know, 15 years ago. Right. And so, I mean, but, like, if my mom has, and I think it's just a boomer thing, like, if my mom has any balance on any credit card, she freaks out. I'm like, Mom, that's what credit cards are for. You're supposed to, you know, carry a balance.
I don't
right?
like it.
It's a total,
24%?
Yeah, I think it is a generational thing. Oh, I know.
No, I'm the same way. I don't like having a balance. And my credit card, I keep getting in fights with them because whenever I make a payment, they then will hold it for 26 days. It's a 26-day waiting period. So even though it cleared my bank account, it's not actually showing up on my credit card for almost a month.
I changed the credit card. That's lousy.
Never heard
All right,
of that.
But this goes back to what you were saying a few minutes ago, Victoria, about people and understanding the system, how to, in school, they should be teaching youngsters how to balance their checkbook and how the system actually works. Basic financial education will lower, you know, will give you a better credit score, also helps you with your life, for heaven's sakes. It's 46 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of plows.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I can see Doc Severinsen in the NBC Tonight Orchestra. And they're introducing Doc and Johnny and all the great stuff that went on for 30 years in late night. So why are we playing this? Are we going to bring is Carson coming back from the dead? He and Ed coming back from the dead.
Well, I can't guarantee that one. But there's an interesting story that broke yesterday. Johnny Carson biopic series is being shopped around, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt from director Jay Roach. He did the movie Game Change and Meet the Parents. He's good on this type of material. It will delve into Johnny Carson's life as the host of The Tonight Show for 30 years and also his very private personal life. And there's been a few books written on Johnny Carson. I don't think a lot of people know that he's a very interesting person off screen, right. Very private, but of the dealings he had with different people,
ex-wives,
might surprise people. I think this is good material. He easily
wasn't he kind of like a horrible person behind the scenes?
Not about horrible. He just very if you read the books, I read
snippets. Very shy. According to his ex-wife.
Yeah, very shy. Sort of very not confident. Not in front of a camera. Very
shy.
Different type personality.
You know, I don't
and
say
I think
this
Joseph
because
Gordon-Levitt's a good casting choice. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I don't say this because I'm trying to sound like a name dropper, but Ed McMahon and I were great friends the last 10 or 12 years of his life. And he shared some stories with me on a number of occasions about Johnny and what it was like to work with him and how he was. He just he understood Johnny, and before he did anything, he would go to Johnny and say, what do you think about me being this movie? What do you think about me doing this TV show? Because Johnny never liked anybody to get off the reservation unless he knew about it. And he also would talk about his office was downstairs under the studio. It was always dark. He walked in there, and the two of them would only talk for a few minutes before they went on the air. Ed would get makeup, and he'd go down into the office, and how are you doing? What are we doing tonight? 2 or 3 minutes, and that was it. That was the only connection or conversation they had about the show before they actually did it.
And let's be honest, back in the day, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson was a very special program, aired at 11:30 on NBC. I mean, his connection with the American public is iconic.
Unsurpassed.
It's iconic.
So, well, all right, fast forward to Jimmy Kimmel, who is of the three guys doing it now.
I like
him. In my mind, he's probably the best of the three.
I like him.
He's not great, but
I think he's
not...
the smartest, and I think
he's
funny,
the smartest.
And he's a good interviewer. Yeah, he's got a lot going for him.
So he's telling the three Oscar hosts this weekend that you're getting screwed by the Oscars. He told them how much money he made when the Oscars paid him for the host. And apparently it was a lot of dough. And you got paid $15,000. I don't know. That doesn't sound like
I think it's just scale, right? Yeah. It's just, don't they just give whatever
a
scale
is? $600.
But I think it's meant to not be like a high paying gig. It's the exposure.
Well, let's be honest. If you're these three women getting the Oscar gig, I mean, I do it for nothing. I mean, when Wanda Sykes does comedy tours, you know, hosting, the profile.
Yeah,
I like her.
I like her too. I think.
And Amy Schumer has a new show which is fantastic. It's on Hulu. Oh, it's called Life and Beth.
Yes,
and it's really good, and it's smart and funny, and it's emotional, but it's fantastic.
What's Regina Hall got going on? She's the other one.
She's currently on Black Monday on Showtime, which is another great show, and there's something else that she's doing.
Yeah.
Did she
join? Around a lot.
Yeah, she's very,
so now
she's
there's
working
this,
a lot right now.
The business about Rachel Zegler, who was in West Side Story, and she was sort of snubbed as a presenter. Now she's been asked to present.
She wasn't even invited. Now
now she'll be a presenter, which is good.
Yeah.
Where does she get a dress in time? It's this Sunday.
Listen to the women.
That was my first concern.
You go to Macy's and you buy a dress. What's
Macy's
the big deal?
For the Oscars?
I just want to point out one thing. This new movie, Lost City, opens this Friday. Sandra Bullock. Reviews are 85% positive of Rotten Tomatoes, which is good. Now, this is a big barometer film because it's what they call a date night movie. And it's going to be interesting if women who've been reluctant to go back to the movies post-COVID come back to see this film. I hope so.
I know you're going
to
hate this question.
I think they will. I think you're going to start to get the momentum rolling forward from here on out.
I know you're going to hate this question, but when does it come on streaming? When
probably,
does it hit streaming? Do we know?
Probably 45 days from Friday.
Okay. I'll give my review in 45 days.
I know, last thing, this day in movie history, Titanic in 1997 won 11 Oscars, including the Oscar for Best Picture. I still think, for my money, Titanic's the best movie made since 1997. I love the film.
I know you do, Chucker.
I praise.
And before that, it was Poseidon. All right, there's Chucker with Victoria.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.